Hi guys. Today is a very, very, very special day. I have so much to talk about. So many things have happened to me in like the past week, and it's been a fun experience. I want to talk a lot about my time in therapy. I've been in therapy for like a little over a month now, and I have a long and winding road. I don't know if I've ever told you guys about my history with therapy, but before we dive into the contents of today, I have lots of fun stuff that I want to talk about. So a couple weeks ago, I asked my friends on this app, Airbuds, if you guys don't have it. You know, it's a place where you can share music, see what your friends are listening to, and track what you're listening to. It's really fun. They give you little weekly recaps of what your week in music has looked like. I've always really liked the app. I asked my friends, what song feels like Friday? Because, you know, Friday, gotta keep the vibes high, gotta get the vibes right. So this is a few of the songs that people said. So I just wanted to play it for you guys so that we can feel a little upbeat today. She likes me, no boy, I get it already. That was Netflix and Duce by Smino. I love Smino Grigio. I fell in love with his music. I found him in 2019 when he first dropped Wild Irish Roses, but I didn't like get hooked until about summer 2021. Summer 2021 is like, if you know me, you know that's peak life. Like, I talk about summer 2021 all the time. That was like the best summer that I can recount, like last like 8 years, because people always refer back to summer 16, and like, sure, I mean, I was 11, you know, girls wasn't doing nothing, like, well, I won't say I wasn't doing nothing. I had a great time, and I spent a lot of time with family, and it was like the funniest summer, probably, but summer 21 was like the most rejuvenating, and it was very eye-opening, and it showed me a lot about myself, a lot about who I am, the potential I had. You know, it was a very fun summer. I felt like I was on this spiritual high, self-discovery-wise, like my journey really with sexuality. I like knew who I was. I felt very secure in myself. My confidence was at an all-time high. You know, I was living. I think summer 2021 was great, and that's where that song takes me. Next, I have Jumpin' by Destiny's Child. The club is full of ballers and they pockets full of gum. Exactly. A classic. Classic. We all know it and we all love it. And I definitely do feel like that's a Friday song. After we get off that 9 to 5, ladies, the club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And it's so summer too. Like, it's spring right now. And baby, I don't know where y'all at, but East Lansing is cold. East Lansing is cold. I'm sure my hometown, Detroit, I'm sure it's freezing too. I'm tired. Like, I'm sick. Like, the summer needs to hurry. Cause I don't know about the spring. The spring ain't really doing much. Maybe we just need to get to like May, April. I can see the 10-day forecast, and it's first week of April, not looking too good either. Like, I'm in need. I'm craving vitamin D. Like, the sun is out right now today, this beautiful Friday. The sun is out, but other than that, baby, it's like 40 degrees. I'm tired. But we are gonna move on. This was my pick. This is my personal pick. This feels like a good Friday, driving down the street, like on your way home off of work. But you're not going to the club. It's not jumping. You're going home and you're gonna have a good night and you're gonna like watch a movie or something. No matter what we do, there's never gonna be an ordinary thing. No ordinary things for you. The girls don't like the way she says ordinary, but I like it. I mean, ordinary things, like, it's a vibe. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to do everything by the book. And I think that Ariana really showed us that with this album. It was her most versatile piece of work, and it was really different sonically. Like, her vocals and her training for Glinda, I feel like it got her really vocally strong. Like, I feel the R&B elements more than anything else, but it's poppy. It's fun. Like, it's the beats. I don't know, it's them producers, Max Martin and Ilya. They know what they're doing. They in that booth, they cooking, they know what they're doing. Now I'm going to play You by Regard and Troye Sivan. Another song that reminds me of the summer. I am craving it. Like, guys, the summer is my favorite season. I feel like I'm at my peak during the summer. And I have so many fun things that I'm going to embark on this summer. You know, the internship and all. And I'm going to be in Illinois. So I'm just really excited. Really excited for a shift, a change in pace, you know? But those were the musical selections for the week, for the music portion of the episode. I wanted to do something a little bit different. But I do want to talk about music, too. Because who would I be if I didn't give us a rundown, a recap of all of the beautiful projects that we have been able to... I mean, honestly, the music has been so good, I don't feel like we deserve it. And another thing, I don't think that men should be able to drop during March. Like, Women's History Month this year has been a true gift. Not only on International Women's Day did Ariana give us her album, but we got Tyla, Joe Berg in The Cut, and Tims was on that project. African Girls are up 10 million. Olivia gave us her deluxe. Fletcher gave us In Search of the Antidote. Sapphic representation. Come on. Like, Fletcher, she doesn't know how to make a bad song. I'm convinced. She doesn't. Dasha, another one of my favorite country girls. You guys know that song on TikTok that they do in them line dances to? Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? That's her. And oh, baby, if you like country at all, like, that whole project, smash hit. She's new to the game, but, like, she really know what she's doing with that one. Flo Milli, she gave us her album. She gave Find Her Stay. And I love the whole trilogy is full of bops. I mean, from top to bottom, this girl's catalog is amazing. And y'all really selling her too short. I'm glad that she got her rep with Never Wanna Lose Me. And she has some really great girlies on that album. Like the remix with SZA. I told y'all how I felt about that last time. SZA and Cardi. Cardi did not do much. But SZA, on the other hand, she really fed us. And baby, Beyonce. Beyonce, y'all don't want to know how I feel about that album. I think it's only right. I think it would only be okay if I played you guys my favorite song from the album. Now, when I say my favorite, I mean the one that I'm stuck on currently. I think that Yaya is just perfect. But when I look at this album, every single thing has a star. And the entire album is rated as one of my favorites because, yes, this was a perfect body of work. Baby, let me rattle that snake with my venom. Denim on, denim on, denim on, denim. Give you high fashion in a simple white tee. Give you these blues, it's in my jeans. I'm my sister on set of the sting. God light shining through the in-between. God got settled, his leather seat. Ooh, you pretty little thing. Girl, like, are we being serious right now? Are we being for real? Somebody on Twitter said, I can't explain it, but I feel like Beyonce made Post Malone shower before they recorded this. And no, she made him shower. She made him quit smoking for 3 months so the vocals could be right. She put him in a suit. She put him in boots and spurs, did his hair, cut it, and said, okay, now get on here and sing. Get on here and sing. Baby, Levi's jeans. Oh my gosh. Beyonce knows how to write a romantic song. Beyonce is a lover girl down. I mean, she gonna ride for Jay. A lot of this, and Jolene especially, is really about riding for her man. And being a rider, being in partnership, being in family, being a strong woman in whatever you choose to do sonically, because she can do anything. And I dare one of y'all to say that this is bad. I dare somebody to say that it's bad, because no matter what, the production, top tier. The pen, top tier. Beyonce don't write all her stuff, but she wrote a lot of this. There's not many writers on a good chunk of these songs. She don't, I don't know. She knew what she was doing with this one. 5 years in the making, it was worth the wait. Yes, it was. But moving on from the music portion, I have so many things to talk about. I just want to say a couple more things before I get into the contents. Happy birthday to my friend Khalil. I have mentioned Khalil before. He's been one of my biggest inspirations creatively, and he's always supported me through any of my creative endeavors. So I just want to give him some love today. Happy birthday. More life, cakes and candles. And you guys should go listen to his project. I will link it in the description. He is a really great writer. He's a lyricist, he's a poet, and he raps. So I'm gonna link his project down below. I think you guys will really enjoy it. Once again, happy birthday. Okay, and reflection of the week. I think that this entire episode is like my reflection, or is a deeper dive, more of a look into the intricacies of my reflection. I realized that I must stop. It's time to slow down, and it's good to slow down. It's good to pace yourself, because the construct I have of time, it's broken. Like, the way I see time, the way I feel like I have none, and the way that things just feel like they move way too fast. They feel like they move way too fast when you're moving way too fast. I mean, in general, I feel like getting older, and especially being in college, the years fly by. Like, I have a good 3 weeks left of this school year, and I got here 2 months ago. You're lying. I got here 2 months ago. So it's just, you know, the way that things feel like they're going way too fast, and the way that things never stop, that doesn't apply to you. You must stop if, you know, you want to maintain yourself. And I was just realizing, like, wow, I have been moving like a robot. I think about the song Ghost in the Machine by SZA. And yeah, like, let's talk about AI. Robot got more heart than I. Robot got future. I don't. Robot gets sleep and I don't power down. Like, literally awake on autopilot, feeling like you're going and going and going and you're never stopping and you never have a moment to yourself. That's not life. You need to pace yourself and you need to slow down. Like, it's true. It's not a good feeling when you feel like, oh, I'm just gonna do everything that I have to do. You feel obliged to get everything done, have a plan, have everything right, and you don't have to. You really don't have to. And I'm gonna dig deeper into that in the contents of this episode. I think it's time that we get started. So essentially, I just want to be very transparent. I think that transparency is important. Somebody has to do it, you know? Somebody must do it. Somebody must tell their stories in just hopes that, you know, it reaches someone. I'm not qualified to give any advice, but I do want to tell you guys what has helped me. You know, like, I'm no professional, but I think that getting this advice from a professional, my therapist, I want to take a moment to thank Courtney. She has really aided me in fixing things about myself that I didn't even know were unattended. I thought that I had been doing so much healing, and I mentioned that to you guys before. Like, I thought I was at like a totally different level, but therapy is really important. It's essential. And I think that whenever we think about healing our inner child, you know, it's a really big thing. People talk about it all the time and they're like, oh, healing your inner child. No, like, it's critical to your growth. Like, you must find your inner child somewhere and start working, because especially as Black people, we have like generational trauma that goes all the way back to our lineage. Like, I mean, the slavery times, and then the way that we were continued to be brought up, the, you know, our parents, the way they were raised, the way our grandparents were raised, it's so much toxicity and silencing and hiding and concealing, and we need to stop hiding. It's not good to hide. I have hid myself deep down in dark places that I didn't even know existed, and my therapist helped me realize that. So I referred to time as a thing that I'm like beefed out with. Like, me and time beefed out. Me and this social construct that is in my hands. You know, the way that we can literally manipulate time. We know it's not real. I mean, everybody just, you know, whoever participates in daylight savings time, state to state, you know, they just, we set our clocks back. We set them forward. We literally it feels like we are at the disposal of time. Like, time can just change. And we can change it. We can skip whole hours of the days. We can steal an extra hour. We can lose an extra. Like, the way that time is manipulated, especially in Western culture, because Western culture is big on hustle culture too. You gotta work like a slave to make it to the top. Like, the way we're hyper fixated on like labor and things that really just burn us out. nobody talks about pacing. Because I know that tomorrow is not promised, but essentially, you know, being in good health, being faithful and feeling like, yeah, my story's written, I have time, I'm not done here yet, or, you know, whatever the case may be, even if we do die tomorrow, what does that mean? Like, the time is not going to stop. Time is going to continue. The world is going to continue. And you just have to enjoy it and be one with it while we still have it. Like, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to get anywhere trying to steal pockets of time. And it feels like, you know, time is controlling you and not the other way around. Like, you would think you'd be more comfortable in it, realizing that everybody has the same 24 hours in a day, but it's really scary. I know that my entire life, I've been scared of wasting moments, you know, like, oh, I was already really behind in school. I told you guys about my academic troubles, like, early on, and I really didn't realize why those things happened to me, but I mean, I was really just scared of failure. Like, I wasn't doing good enough as is, you know, like, diagnostically, statistically, looking at the charts, looking at the grades that were being printed, looking at the reports on the paper, I was behind. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, it freaked me out. But what was I to do? I didn't get the help that I needed. I didn't get, like, tended to properly emotionally. Nobody was trying to help me in a way that I was responsive to. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm already behind. As I grew into my teenage years, my adolescence, I was like, okay, I've gotten it together now, but now I must have a plan. It must be concrete, and I must work to achieve it every single day like a slave, or else I'm gonna fail. And I never really thought I was one of those people that, you know, felt like I had to have it figured all out, because to me, I was already really behind. So it's like, I'm playing catch up. Everybody else, they're on their tracks. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I'm playing catch up. Like, that's essentially my role. I'm just trying to get there. I'm not there yet, but I'm trying to get there. And it's like, no. It's okay to breathe. It's okay to be slow. And it's okay to realize that you don't have to have it all figured out. The closer I get, I mean, I've only been 19 for a couple months, but like, 20's next. Indefinitely 20 is next. And like I said, the time is flying. The older you get, the faster time moves. And like, that's really how it feels, whether or not you pace yourself or not, you know, time's gonna pass. So it's just like, 20 is next. And the way that we talk about our 20s, and the way that everybody goes through like the same experience, in the sense that they're like, yeah, you really don't need to have it all figured out by the time you're 20. I don't know who like told you guys that by the time you're like 25, even by the time you're 29 and your 30s are knocking on the door, it's like, you can be slow, you can figure it out, and you just don't have to have everything, because experiences are going to come. Things are going to happen to you. Life's going to happen to you. And your entire mind can change, and then you don't want your entire world rocked when your plan, you know, it just doesn't work out the way you thought. To the believers out there, to me, I just feel like God has my story written, and I don't need to hyperfixate on whether or not, well, where I'm going to be in the next 5 years, because I'm already doing really good. Like, coming into college, I've achieved things that I could never dream of. People have had dreams for, I know, like, people get very disappointed when things don't work out the way they want to, but from my experience, I didn't even think, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that I would be in college. I was so discouraged by 10th grade year. I feel like I talked to you guys about that too. It was so terrible. I was like, oh girl, I'm like, I'm not even gonna be there. Like, I didn't know what I wanted, but I was like, okay, now we need a new plan. Cause my life, I was just like, kind of like, oh yeah, I'm gonna end up in college, but I didn't have a dream. It didn't come until much later, like around the time that I was 16 and figuring it out. And, you know, in the summer of 2021, finding who I was, I realized what my dream was. And I was like, okay, this is my purpose. It was like questions that were being answered. I was like, yeah, this is my purpose. I'm meant to go out into the world and make it better. I care a lot about environmental change. And ever since then, I've been pushing and pioneering for it. And the things that I've achieved thus far in college, I mean, I didn't dream of these things happening. I didn't even think I could do it. Like, you don't understand. It's like, it was never in the cards for me. So when it happened, these things are kind of just really, really surprising. It's important that I give myself my flowers for it and recognize and acknowledge my hard work, and that I've gotten here by the graces of God and like the work that I've put in.
that's all very true, and that's all very important, but you just got to realize it's going to happen. You have to believe in yourself. You have to you have to know that as long as you put the work in for your dreams, you know, the rest is following suit. Like, the universe got you. It got you. Like, the stars are aligned. You got it. You don't have to worry about it. And then the more I talked about time with my therapist, I was like, yeah, I've always just kind of felt like I can't stop because time doesn't stop. And she's like, so are you going to let time, you know, be your downfall? And that's just, what do you think is going to happen to you because of this? And then she was like, this ties into you wanting control over everything. Because in other areas of my life, I've been very controlling. Again, being an only child, you are in control. You know, so that's how I grew up. And then that took it back to, again, I've told you guys plenty of times about my love for music, and you know my love for control. I have her tatted. Like, I got that album tatted on me, and I know I heard SZA, and I heard her mother in those voice memos, in the songs, throughout the album. Like, yeah, Supermodel, she started off, she said, you know, if I lost control or did not have control, then things would just, you know, would be fatal. And I think that the album spoke to me so deeply that it was gonna be there for me in a way that I didn't know I would need years down the line. Like, control is a big thing amongst lots of people, and I was able to resonate with everything that she said, because I was like, oh my gosh, like, yes, my need for control and my need to feel like I have to be on a certain path and that I cannot take any moments, because who's really resting? You know, in college culture, who's really sleeping? And I don't think that that's a good thing. I mean, I really don't. So I was like, wow. My favorite part in the album has to be the transition from Doves in the Wind to Drew Barrymore, when she was like, you know, once I realized, okay, like, these things are going to play out like this, I can finally find the courage to let go. You have to let it go. You have to let it go. However you take that, take it. Take it and figure out how you need to apply it. You must let it go. There are so many things that we're holding on to subconsciously that takes a lot of work to find, but, like, you gotta let it go. I mean, taking a moment to be as transparent as possible, like, it's been my downfall more than it's, like, helped me out, because once you get to a point of burnout, you feel like you're moving, but you're not moving anymore. And the way that you're moving, it's not beneficial. So you're kind of just floating and you're, like, getting by. I can appreciate this work so much more now, being older and, like, working through my actual grievances. Like, losing control is the best thing that you could probably do for yourself. It's not giving up. It's simply just letting go. I mean, the feeling is so rewarding. I had this conversation earlier this week, and I can already feel the change. There is immense power in letting go. Don't let anybody make you think that letting go is giving up, because it's not. Like I said, it's kind of just gonna happen for you no matter what. As long as you put in the work, everything's gonna play out how it's supposed to. I think it's really just about trusting the process. You are not alone. God has paved the way, and you set the tone. You set the tone. No matter what happens, you must understand that you are in the driver's seat. Another really prevalent thing that I've thought about was just the way that we have to slow down sometimes and just be kids. I don't know where you guys are at in making peace with your childhoods and stuff, but I realized I did not have much of one. Like, I've been trying to do what I call playing catch up most of my life. And I mean, I think that stopping is kind of my way of tending to my younger child and kind of just being with myself and getting to know myself better and not having to deal with myself in a state of panic, in a state of worry, in a state of stress. Just kind of be with me and getting to know me while I'm fun, while I'm happy, while I'm free, while I have no cares in the world. Just being one with me, giving myself, like, little acts of service, however that looks like for you guys. I challenge you to try and find something to do that you know, treats your younger child, whether that's giving yourself the luxury to do juvenile things, to just be free, to say, hey, I can do this tomorrow, I don't have to do this. Opening up and letting people help you, that's a really big thing when you're a kid and you feel like you must do everything on your own, and you were like the older sibling or the oldest sibling and you had to look after the younger ones. Let people do things for you. Like, let them help you, open up to people, let them know that you're not okay and you feel like you need a leg up, because at the end of the day, we all need a leg up. So I challenge you to that. Just try and find peace with your younger self, because they're the ones at the end of the day that you're doing it for. You are letting them know that you're protecting them and that you're looking out for them and that you figured it out, you know? They just deserve to live a certain type of peace that maybe you couldn't, you know, when you were in that space and you were that younger person. If you didn't have that security, you're giving that to yourself, and I think that's the biggest hug and pat on the back that we don't even realize we need at the time. Okay, guys, this episode was really short, but I think that it was perfect. That was really all I had to say. My friend asked me if I could, like, make an episode about how to de-stress. I think that's it. Giving yourself the luxury to realize that you can slow down sometimes. And essentially, it's all about time management, de-stressing and, like, lightening your load by weighing out your priorities. That's the only way you really can de-stress. And I think that if you realize, yeah, this is getting bad, I'm putting myself in a box or a situation where I can't de-stress, your time management, it handles itself. Like, you are like, okay, this can get done tomorrow, this must get done today, and everything in life sadly has a deadline. Sort those deadlines out and figure out what's most important. And if in that moment it's you going to sleep, it's you going to sleep. If in that moment it's you eating, it's you eating. If you feel like you're about to pass out, then you need to stop. And everything else can get done when it's going to get done. You can't do it unless you're at a place to function. So I think that that's, like, the biggest, you know, piece of advice that I can give anybody. If they want to de-stress, time management. But at the top of every single list that you make for yourself, you being okay needs to be first. Simple as that. So yeah, guys, I think I'm going to end it there. I have, all in all, just to wrap it up, I think that music is a lifesaver. That we need to rebuild our relationship with time. The social construct is not going to take us down. We've let enough social constructs take us down, especially as a Black people. And I think that we need to rebuild our relationships, reclaim time. You know, we got this, because at the end of the day, if we don't have ourselves, we don't have anybody. Thank you guys so much. I really missed being here. Last week I didn't drop an episode, but this felt right. I wanted to talk about something from a place of passion, and this is definitely the thing that I'm most passionate about currently. Anybody that's in college and has the resource of CAPS or some alternative form of, you know, like, clinical psychiatric help, you know, a service like that that the college provides you, or something through your job, please take it. Please, please, please take it. Therapy is not for anybody that has, like, there's no stigma or, like, criteria that you have to be at to get it. I think everybody should do it, and I'm the biggest advocate for it. I recommend it in any medium. Please do it. I will keep you guys posted with, you know, my journey through it. I think that it's really helping me grow as a person, and the benefits are endless. Like, you know, I'm gonna be able to be at a place where I've dreamed of, and a place where I really hadn't allowed myself to get otherwise. So if you tuned in today, thank you. I appreciate you, and I love you. And if you need me, my socials will be linked, including my friend's project. So check it out. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Bye.